Borfield, Rob Nicholson was there for us. How was your morning, Rob?
Not too bad, Nadia. Had a few go out to Sandown as well ahead of the weekend. So all in readiness for a big weekend of terrific racing, hopefully.
Well, let's talk about a horse who lines up in the Australian Cup in single gaze for Nick Olive.
Yeah, been a horse with one name and very focused on the Australia Cup. Speaking to Nick this morning, she probably put in her best piece of work for the preparation, which is great news for anyone that follows single gaze. Went out to Sandown and worked 1,000 metres on the course proper in company and ran a terrific time of 1:05 and quickened up to run home her last 600 in 35.5 and her last 400 in 23. So she certainly lay flying and was very good when running second last start. Has run second in 3 of her past 4. Her only blip was the Melbourne Cup, where it was probably a little bit too far. But aside from that, she's been there or thereabouts, and Nick is certainly very keen for her to break that streak of running second, and hopefully his single focus this campaign will pay off with single gaze in the Australia Cup.
Aaron Purcell's got a heap of runners in the features.
He does. He's got quite a number nominated, and no better than Merchant Navy, the Coolmore Stud Stakes winner. Went around at Sandown this morning and worked 800 metres in company in 49 flat and came home the last 400 in 22.8, working probably better than he was in spring, and has really come on since his first up third over the unsuitable 1,000. Gets back to Flemington where he put in his best career performance and hoping that he can do so again. I believe he's currently the favourite for the Newmarket, and on what he produced this morning, I think he'll be very difficult to beat indeed, Nadia. So Merchant Navy looks to be the pick of Aaron's runners. He's got not a single cent going around in the size produce. He'd also headed out to Sandown and worked 800 metres in 51.75 for the 800. Came home its last 400 in 24.25, and it was a nice strong gallop. Stylish Missile's going to go to the CUNY and worked at the 800 on the course proper at Sandown in 51.5. Its last 400 in a comfortable 24. Ran the other night, so it wasn't too strong a gallop, but it was good enough to suggest that Stylish Missile will run well. Column is going to run on next Monday on Adelaide Cup Day over there. It's due to line up in the benchmark 82 handicap, and it was just given a quiet morning after a strong win on Saturday. Lightning in My Veins will contest the, I've gone blank on what that one is, Nadia, but it worked very strongly over 1,000 metres in 1:05.25, came home its last 400 in 23.25 and looks to be going very well, has been running very well over in Adelaide in its past couple of starts. Kazirabad will run in the Adelaide Cup, and it's been a really consistent performer. Has been going quite well and should run a very strong race again over there over the 3,200 metres for the Purcell team. And Sizzle Sun's going to head across to Adelaide also. It's going to go around in the two-year-old classic Magic Millions and work very sharply at Sandown this morning on the course proper. Went 800 in 50.05 and came home the last 400 in 23.5. So going very well, Sizzle Sun, and look for it to be running well on Monday at Moffatville.
Mick Price, the stable's in fine form at the moment.
Yep.
And, I tell you what, he might have a strong hand on the weekend too.
Yeah, he's got a couple that are going quite well. He was pretty back to basics this morning, Mick. No fanfare, straight back to business. And he's got Moe Rose going to contest the Moomba Stakes and listed level. It worked over 800 metres in company, started going evens and quickened up from the 600 to run home in 36.24 and the last 400 in a really sharp 22.72 on the steeple grass. Looking to resume and hoping for a little bit of luck in running. She's So High is also nominated to run in the Moomba. It worked with Prairie Fire, who was the fourth place getter in the Blue Diamond the other week, and it's heading to Sydney to run in the Group 2 Todman on the weekend. They went 800 metres the reverse way on the steeplegrass. They ran a time of evens from the 800 to the 6 and then really quickened the last 600. 600 in 36.41, the last 400 in a nice sharp 23.13 with Prairie Fire, obviously just edging She So High, but both going very nicely. She So High to resume and worked very well with last weekend's winner up there in Sydney for Mick. Going to the Blue Diamond in Seabrook, and she's worked with Prairie Fire this week, so she's certainly working with some quality animals, Nadia, and I'd expect her to run very well. Palazzo Vecchio is another one that's going very well, big strong horse, and she'll contest the CUNY, worked 1,000 metres in company in a minute 5.02 and came home her last 400 in 23.51 on the steeple, and was very good when second last start when resuming, and I think you'll see a bit more improvement again, and I think she's the one to beat in the CUNY on the weekend. While Downhearted, who's been running very well, it goes around in the benchmark 84. It worked with Chaiyu, and they worked 1,000 metres in a minute 5.06 and came home a bit quicker than Palazzo Vecchio, coming home in 22.92. It was very strong work the last 400, and it's been running really well. It looks like a legitimate chance in the benchmark 84, so over the 1,400 metres.
And what about Lucky Liberty for Henry Dwyer?
Yeah, went out to Werribee this morning, Nadia, Lucky Liberty, and it's going to contest the Newmarket. Big odds, and you never know, it might be worth throwing it into your multiples after its work this morning. Went 800 metres in 49.9 for the 800 and came home its last 400 in 22.72, so certainly going very well, Lucky Liberty. Was narrowly beaten last start, and Henry would be very pleased with the way he's tracking into the Newmarket and might be a lightweight chance at big odds.
And what about horses for John Sadler?
Yeah, he's got Rushla, who won the other night at Cranbourne and did very well this morning, just went 1,000 in a minute 6 and came home its last 400 in 23 and 3 quarters on the poly track. John certainly got a high opinion of the horse and has been going quite well, had a bit of time off, but doing everything right and goes into Saturday full of confidence and hopefully can run well. Good each-way chance, and he's going to run Selberg in the benchmark 90 over the 1,000 metres. It just had a quiet morning. It'll be ridden by Mark Zara on Saturday, so with a little bit of luck, he's been kept fresh and hopefully can produce his best down the straight at Flemington.
And Clinton McDonald's got a couple in the CUNY.
Yeah, Honey Esprit and French Girl both nominated. They worked 1,000 metres together in a minute 5.93 and their last 400 in 23.84 on the steeple. Clinton's pretty happy with them both going in, and he also had Something Silver have a jump out this morning, and it's nominated to run at in South Australia on Saturday, so may take its place after a reasonable jump out this morning. Johnny Maloney's got Sunday Prey going around in the benchmark 84. It worked 1,200 metres this morning in a minute 24.02 and got home its last 400 in 25 on the steeple, while he'll send Flying Jess across to South Australia to contest the CSA's Memorial Cup. And she went over the 1,200 in a minute 22 and came home her last 400 in 24. So going pretty well, and she should run very well over there in South Australia for John.
What do you think are the main horses to follow from Caulfield?
I certainly think you can go very well with Merchant Navy, Single Gaze, Palazzo Vecchio, Downhearted, She's So High, and Prairie Fire in Sydney, while Flying Jess, Kazarabat, Column and Sizzle Sun will probably be the best of the runners from Caulfield in Adelaide, Nadia, on Monday.
Look forward to it. Thank you for that, Rob.
No worries, Nadia.
There is Rob Nicholson with his